To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Wasn't that long ago, if you would have said ride and share, you would have said, what? What's ride and share? Well, it's a big part of our transportation network here and around the country. And there is a proposed ordinance in the city of Minneapolis that would boost the pay of rideshare drivers. And representing Ward 2, member of the Minneapolis City Council, Robin Wansley, joining us on the line. We certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Rideshare, relatively new concept. I've used it, particularly when traveling. It's invaluable. It's an important part of our transportation network. And there's a brand new ordinance to make sure that the drivers are properly compensated.
Yes. As you mentioned, you know, there was a world before Uber and Lyft where you probably took a taxi to where you needed to go. But, you know, in the wake of Uber and Lyft entering into the market here in Minneapolis about 5 years or less ago, we saw the taxi cab industry destroyed. And as a result of that, we had drivers constantly coming up to City Hall as early as last year, September of last year, saying we need you all to support us, ensure that we're getting necessary worker protections like minimum compensation. And they've kept organizing and have kept, you know, asking elected officials to support them in having those basic, you know, worker protections here at the city level and state level. And this January, I'm proud to have led the council to meet that call to introduce this ordinance that gives them that minimum compensation that gets them to the floor where we've already passed the $15 minimum wage. And I felt very grateful to be part of that fight. And other necessary worker protections. And hopefully, you know, I'm looking forward to this overwhelmingly passing council this Thursday. It's a process that has been supported by the drivers, by city staff, by the public at large. And here's a way for our city to actually live up to those worker rights and worker-friendly values that I'm very proud that our city has, you know, really deeply grounded itself in over the past decade.
I understand there was a proposal at the legislature to address this, and it was tabled, if you will, and it's going to be studied, may come up again in 2024. Is it important that Minneapolis acts now?
Absolutely. Minneapolis has always been a trailblazer for the state when it's come to workers' rights. I like to reference the fact that, you know, in 2017, if Minneapolis had not took the step, and specifically city council, to pass the 15 minimum wage and earn sick and safe time, we wouldn't see some of the robust, you know, worker protections that we're seeing being advanced at the state, like, you know, paid leave, that paid leave program, or, you know, worker protections for other gigs. Employees or, you know, non-traditional unionized employees like Amazon workers, that would not have happened if Minneapolis had not been for quite some time responsive to the needs of workers. And we simply can't defer action when thousands of drivers, workers who, as you mentioned, provide a critical service for all of our residents here, working class people, when they're unable to pay their bills or buy groceries or be able to provide school supplies for their children. That is something that we do not need to wait on the state for. We can take that action on Thursday, as we've done in the past with other crucial worker protections that have set a really crucial mandate for the state of being a worker-friendly, a union-friendly place in region.
Minneapolis City Council Member Robin Wansley joining us, representing Ward 2, talking about an ordinance that would boost pay and make certain pay guarantees for Uber and Lyft drivers. Are there concerns that Uber and Lyft may pull out of the city if this is enacted?
You know, I have heard, at least from the oppositional letters that Uber and Lyft have submitted, as of now, there has not been those threats. There's been the threat or concern that you mentioned of just wait until the state to take action, defer to the task force that the governor created in the wake of him vetoing the bill, which I do want to note, you know, the state house and state senate, which is the equivalent of our legislative body on city council, they passed this. It was the executive branch that vetoed it. And I'm hoping that we have the same outcome on Thursday, where the legislative branch stands with workers this Thursday, and that we aren't put in a place where the executive branch, which would be the case of Mayor Fry then using his veto power to stand with the corporate lobbyists who are coming in from California and saying that, you know, we shouldn't be meeting the needs of workers by making sure they're earning minimum wages and making sure they're having, you know, basic worker protections that any worker deserves. You know, I'm really excited for this Thursday. I'm excited about the work that we've put into getting this ordinance ready for a vote. And I'm really grateful for the workers who I want to name. This is their sole income. This is their primary job. And they have missed many hours of pay that could go towards paying their rent and groceries to show up at City Hall, to show up at the Capitol to say, elected officials, you should not be allowing corporate greed to have thousands of your workers, especially predominantly immigrant, black and brown women workers, earn poverty wages. So here's a moment for us to show up and stand with those workers who've had no choice but to organize and use these channels to really get basic worker protections that I think anyone in this role as a public official should stand behind. And in Minneapolis, we have a history of doing that.
Is there a concern on your part? Because certainly the naysayers, those who don't want to see this ordinance pass, say it's going to make rides too expensive, that lower-income folks aren't going to be able to afford to use Uber or Lyft in the city.
And, you know, I totally understand the fear. Of course, you know, people want to make sure that they can still use this crucial service and that they won't be priced out of it. But I've also been very, you know, consistent in speaking with constituents who've raised those concerns justifiably, is that that is a false dichotomy. That's a false, you know, narrative that Uber and Lyft and corporations before them and after them will continue to put out into the public when there's threats of regulation coming their way. And there's no need for Uber and Lyft, because it would be their decision if they decided to raise rates on a ride. There's no need for that, you know, to pit drivers and riders and working class people against each other when they have more than enough profits to be able to pay their workers a $15 minimum wage, that minimum compensation, and they have more than enough profits to then also keep rides very affordable so that people in low-income areas, our disabled residents, working-class people can keep utilizing the service. And I know this because I encourage residents to Google, like I've done myself. You know, in 2022, Uber and Lyft collectively earned over $10 billion in revenue of profit. So excess, surplus, we're talking about extra. So they have more than enough revenue to be able to meet the needs of their drivers, which are those minimum compensations and basic worker protections, while also making sure that riders can still use this critical service. But to say that we can't pay drivers, you know, the minimum wage, they have to stick with poverty wages in order to keep rides affordable, that's a false choice. And I hope residents know you do not need to buy into it. Uber and Lyft are a multi-billion dollar out-of-state corporation that can do both, and we should encourage them to do both. And nevertheless, we will encourage them to do both when we vote on this on Thursday and say that no worker in Minneapolis, whether you are in a unionized workforce or if you're riding Uber or Lyft, will earn poverty wages in our city.
Yeah, that argument came up when raising the minimum wage to $15. Oh, you'll be paying $10 for a Big Mac. No one will be able to afford to eat at McDonald's anymore. Well, we know that's not true.
And
that made me nervous too. That made me nervous because I like my Big Mac every now and then.
And as we've seen, the minimum wage going up in select cities, because I'm going to highlight, the federal minimum wage is still $7.25. Right. But again, Minneapolis took the step and became the first Midwestern city to pass a 15 minimum wage. And that helped to lift thousands, tens of thousands of working class people out of poverty. It stopped working class people from having to work two or three jobs to, pay their rent. So I'm glad that we set that premise. And the reason why you're paying, for a Big Mac had nothing to do with that. As we've seen just, the past couple months ago, eggs were the highest they've ever been.
Right.
And it wasn't because of 15. it was not for that. So I think we should always not buy into the false narrative, or it's basically a boogeyman decoy that corporations use. They use the same with child labor laws. There was a time period when corporations literally said, let's keep kids in dangerous workplace conditions and not pay them. And we're even seeing other states pass, or roll back those child labor law protections. So, and corporations are saying this is great for us. So we should never buy into the threats that corporations put out there, especially when it's promising doomsday, when we're literally saying as cities, as a regulatory body, we should end poverty wages. We should raise the threshold of standards for workers so that they can have safe and equitable conditions to work under. That should be a non-negotiable. And I think in Minneapolis, based off of our past record, that does seem to be a non-negotiable, and we're advancing it with this ordinance. It falls in alignment with that precedent, and I'm really excited to be leading with my co-authors, Councilmember Chavez and Councilmember Osmond, to just, raise the bar higher again for what we, say workers deserve in our city.
Now, is there a spot where people can easily go if they want to read this ordinance and find out more? Is an easy place for people to check that out?
Absolutely. They can actually go on my webpage. If you Google, again, love Googling, Robin Wansley Ward 2, City of Minneapolis, it actually is the first thing that's on my page of giving the policy highlights. It also includes a link to the ordinance language. You can also go on the City of Minneapolis website. If you type in Fair Drive or Safe Ride, that will direct you also to a webpage that has all of this information. You can also submit public comment there and provide feedback since we have passed the period of doing the public hearing that happened last Tuesday. But folks can still submit public comment. We encourage, residents to also show up this Thursday when we take a vote up or down. And I'm confident that my colleagues will stand as they've done before with thousands of drivers, but they have the opportunity, or residents have the opportunity, to come to City Hall 9:30 this Thursday to see if we stand on the side of workers or if we stand on the side of corporate influence and corporate lobbyists coming in from California to tell us that workers should earn poverty wages. So those are some of the ways in which our residents can access information on this ordinance and also provide feedback, but also show up too.
Well, pleasure to visit with you this evening. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Minneapolis Councilmember Robin Wansley, representing Ward 2, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.